Ziqiu Lu. I'm from University of Mississippi, National Center for Physical Acoustics. First of all, I have to like to acknowledge my co-author, Glenn Wilson. He's sitting there. This study is use acoustic technique to study the soil pipe flow and internal erosion. And I'm going to give up several background knowledge and describe a little bit of our objective and the experiment setup and the results, and finally the conclusion. So this is a result of a two-year Thornton survey. This is acoustic velocity versus metric potential. And this is acoustic velocity versus moisture content. This results means that the acoustic velocity can be used for measuring the metric potential. This is another study, which is in a triaxial cell. And this is the effective stress versus actual strain. It's called a deformation curve. And this is acoustic velocity versus actual strain. If you compare with these two figures, then you can see that the acoustic velocity can behave very similar to the deformation curve. So the lesson we learned from this two study indicate that the acoustic velocity is very sensitive to soil property and condition, such as water potential. We can probably develop a new technique to use acoustic technique to measure water potential and moisture content and stress of state. So it's a good parameter to do the soil characterization. So the theory, there's a theory behind these two phenomena. There's called the Broussard theory, which derived this kind of velocity relationship between velocity and a key point is a parameter called the effective stress. So this is the definition of effective stress, which is a total pressure minus air pressure, which can be usually ignored, and then capillary force. And this is effective stress. So actually, this principle of effective stress is first proposed by Tazaki, which is the founder of the soil mechanics. He derived this equation. Effective stress is equal to the total stress minus pore pressure. This is for fully saturated soil. But if you deal with unsaturated soil, you have to modify it. It's the effective stress equal to total stress minus this term. So we can modify it as a soil suction. This part is a function of soil suction. So in general, the Santa Maria proposed an empirical relationship between the acoustic velocity and the effective stress, which is essentially a power law. So should you remember, in our case, is that that is the effective stress determining the acoustic velocity. So we are going to use this principle to explain our observation. So our objective is that we are going to study internal erosion, and because it's play a key role in embankment failure, landslides, and gully erosion. So we are going to use active and passive acoustic technique to monitor access the soil pipe flow and internal erosion process, and try to detect the presence of soil pipe when the soil pipe are hydronic active. This is our experimental setup. We pack soil here, and we bury all kind of sensor inside of it. So this is a side view. So actually, this is a water reservoir, and we made this artificial soil pipe by removing a metal rod buried inside of it, and which is 6 millimeter in diameter, the pipe, and we buried 3 tensiometer to measure soil suction or soil water potential. And we also bury 3 acoustic sensors, two sensors above the soil pipe and 2 other sensors below the soil pipe. And this is an active soil acoustic sensor. And we also buried another passive listening acoustic sensor to listen to the water flow sound. And on this face, we also bury several tensiometer. Here is the side top view. So this is the acoustic sensor, which is 20 centimeter apart, and this is the soil pipe. And we use experiment setup for the measuring the acoustic velocity. We use a switch. And to switch among different sensors, because we don't do two different sensors to interrupt each other. So we use this switch, excite one sensor at one time, and receive the signal at another time. So with this setup, we take one data set every one second. And this is a passive sensor. We listen to the water flow sound. So this is we use a kind of so-called phase loop method to measure the sound speed. I just escape this part. And actually, we send a chirp signal. It's a frequency sweeping, and we receive the signal, and we do the frequency analysis and measure the phase loop. Now from this phase loop, we can get the velocity. This is the final results of this the soil erosion, and then we see that starting from the 6 millimeter pipe, and then it evolved to such a high hole, the big hole. So this is the measurement. We every 15 seconds, we take one soil and water mixture, and this is the, and with the start, the water flow started at 500 seconds and ended at almost 1,000 seconds. So the total soil flow test start about 8 minutes. So this is the results. This is the pipe flow rate. So you can see it gradually increase with time and reach one peak. But here we notice a valley. This is because of some soil collapse and create a clogging. And after that, the water pressure increase again. It removes this soil, and then we see another increase in the pipe flow. And at this moment, this the erosion is developed so quick, so we cannot maintain the water supply. So we have to stop this experiment. So we stopped here. So the pipe flow decrease immediately. This is after the test. We measure the effective equivalent diameter of the erosion. So you can see that the diameter increase dramatically at this point and to such a big so you can see a big hole. So this is the results of the sedimentation concentration rate. Because we connect data every 15 seconds, then we can post analysis it. And this is the sediment sediment's erosion rate. So you can see it's increase during this period and dropped dramatically. And this is the measurement of water pressure. We call it soil water pressure. And this is T1, T2, T3 is the three on top. And we can see that this water pressure developed quite late because this water flow started very early. But we reached the end of this water flow test, then we can see a little bit of change in the water pressure. For this T3, after, you can only see a little bit of change, even after they stop the water supply. So this indicates that the water pressure or water pressure evolved in the soil is quite slow. Here is the acoustic response. This is a P wave. It's a longitudinal acoustic velocity versus time. So this is the transducer above the pipe. This two is the transducer above the pipe. This is the two transducer below the pipe. So the arrow indicate that we starting because the acoustic measurement take longer before the starting the water flow and after the water flow. So we in order to assess the post effect. So this arrow indicated the when we start the water flow. This indicator we stop the water flow. So from this, we notice the first things we notice that when we start the water flow, we see an immediate sharp drop of this velocity in here, which indicates the onset of the starting the water flow. And another thing we also notice that there's we divided this stages 3, 1, 2, 3, to 9, and this is stage 5, we have overshot is a small increase followed by decrease. So in each case, we always notice a sharp drop in each case. And in the stage 5, we have overshot. So in order to understand this all of the... How many minutes?
1 minute?
Wow. So it's in order to understand that we have too many two factors. One is the water pressure, another is the soil suction. So the variation of velocity depends on the which one is predominant. So that's just because I just have 1 minute. So I just talk about this one. So this is because of the left side soil getting wet, so the soil suction decrease and which decrease or increase and which decrease the effective stress caused this velocity drop. And in this case, because of the water pressure in the pipe increase, which caused an increase in the water in the velocity. And after that, the soil become in the sensor zone, the soil become wet, then the soil suction become dominate. So this cause a decrease in velocity. In this area is because of the clogging, which build a temporary pipe pressure increase a little bit, and which caused this one. And after that, the pressure in the pipe decrease, and also soil become more wet, then which caused the velocity decrease again. After that, after stop the soil pipe water supply, then the water drain from the soil and increase the effective stress, and this is due to the relaxation effect. So I have to quick jump all of these things. So we observe that the variation of velocity can reflect the ongoing the soil pipe flow and aftermath effect. And this observation can be analyzed by using the principle of the effective stress and its relationship with the sound speed. And the future is we can develop some surface mount technique to monitoring the soil pipe flow. Thank you very much.